Australia's bushfire crisis has attracted enormous coverage and commentary overseas, a lot of it negative. The Morrison government's cause was not helped yesterday when backbencher Craig Kelly agreed to be interviewed about the disaster and Australia's climate change policy on British morning TV with Piers Morgan.
This is one of our nation's worst natural disasters. And the question we have to do too, in the past, when we had these in our nation, we all sat back and we got and did what we could to fix it up,
rather
than people get out there to score political points.
Mr. Kelly, we have to leave it there. We appreciate you joining us.
That is what is happening now.
We appreciate you joining us. We've got to leave it there. I've got to say, wake up.
Thank you.
Wake up. Climate change and global warming are real, and Australia right now is showing the entire world just how devastating it is. And for senior politicians in Australia to still pretend there's no connection is absolutely disgraceful.
Piers Morgan there on UK Morning TV laying into Liberal MP Craig Kelly. Australia's experience is also being closely watched in the US, which has also seen horror wildfires, as they call them, in California and other states over this year. Andrew Friedman is an editor at the Washington Post newspaper. He focuses on extreme weather and climate change, so he's been writing a lot of articles about what's happening here in Australia. Andrew Friedman, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
How does this disaster look from your point of view there in Washington?
You know, from my vantage point, it's obviously a very tragic situation. It's unprecedented in scope and scale. I think that's what's captivated most Americans, is the sheer enormity of what's going on there. It dwarfs by comparison the California wildfires that we faced over the past couple of years. But it's also playing into being emblematic of climate change disasters that we're seeing more frequently and severely around the world. And it is not lost on the American audience how close the Trump administration is with the Morrison government and how they're pretty aligned on the climate issue for various reasons.
So where is a lot of the American audience landing on the climate debate in connection to this bushfire crisis?
You know, I mean, politics is the climate change issue is a political it is a politically hot button issue, so to speak, in the U.S. just as it is in Australia. We're kind of the only other major industrialized country that has a significant presence of climate deniers, especially in, you know, the Republican Party in the U.S., by and large, does not acknowledge that human-caused climate change is a problem that needs to be dealt with. There are some that do, but the president is not one of them. So I think that people might be seeing it through the prism with which they see American politics. But it's hard for folks that I've interacted with in Australia and in the U.S. It's hard for people to look at these images and these videos, especially the people taking shelter at the beach, especially the images of the animals being rescued and being killed, without making some connection to what was projected for so long by scientists and what is projected for the future.
As you rightly point out, in America and Australia, the climate debate is politically polarizing. Do you think this disaster has actually changed anyone's minds about the reality of climate change, or do you feel people are just retreating to their entrenched positions?
Typically, when major disasters happen, there's been a few studies on this recently, actually, and a person's personal experience with some type of disaster that has a climate component to it. So whether that be Hurricane Harvey in the United States that hit Houston, or you know, a major heat wave somewhere, or these wildfires, a lot of the people who are affected will think and reflect upon the causes of this and potentially have their minds changed. However, it just really probably serves to reinforce the polarizing nature of this issue that's already there. But the different thing that's happening now that we're seeing around the world is the youth climate movement becoming so much more organized, so much more powerful, And that component needs to be watched, especially in Australia, where, you know, the Fridays for Future movement, the 350.org and others are quite active and could do certain social demonstrations to try to shame the Morrison government into, you know, into changing some of their stances on this.
By pulling the US out of the Paris Agreement, Donald Trump made his position pretty clear. How is our position on climate change viewed overseas, particularly in light of the recent Madrid climate summit, where Australia was criticised for its plan to use carryover credits to meet its Paris targets?
Yeah, so I think that the way Australia is looked at right now, especially in the wake of Madrid, is that they've joined a host of a certain number of countries that are holding back action. That it's the U.S. pulling out. There's nobody really leading the international effort anymore. The Europeans are trying to. China is acting, but they are not leading necessarily. India threw a wrench or two into those talks. Saudi Arabia did. The Brazilians did to a large extent, more openly than Australia did. But Australia is definitely seen as being a country that is dominated at these talks by the voices of the fossil fuel industry, which holds a lot of sway, jobs-wise and economy-wise, in Australia. Wow.
That's quite a bad look. Andrew Friedman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Andrew Friedman, editor of the Washington Post, focusing on extreme weather and climate change.